You are listening to a summary of The Idolatry of Interest Rates Part 2 / The Idolatry Companion. A report by James Montier and Ben Inker.
Depending on whether you trust in professional asset managers or in a combination of index funds and fintech algorithms, you likely believe that investing is either complex or simple. In an industry in which past performance is no guarantee of future returns, it is helpful to understand on what those sober professionals and fintech entrepreneurs are basing their decisions. Asset allocation experts James Montier and Ben Inker take opposing sides on two of the most hallowed investing concepts, the natural rate of interest and the equity risk premium. Though never giving investment advice, Get Abstract suggests this intriguing though complex challenge to investors everywhere.
The real interest rate is a function more of central bank policy than of natural market forces. If no equilibrium real interest rate exists, any model of investment returns based on future interest rate developments is at a severe disadvantage. If interest rates don't move toward equilibrium, then anticipating the future levels of interest rates is akin to judging the future decisions of central bankers who may not even have taken office yet. Building investment plans on such a weak foundation is dangerous. The present value of an equity investment is the sum of its future cash flows, discounted at some interest rate. Implicitly, the discount rate is the rate of return an investor would expect given the risk of the investment. But it's not necessarily related to interest rates, as analysts often presume. Still, common practice is to take a risk-free rate of return and add an equity risk premium, ERP, to arrive at a suitable value. Valuing a stock investment by starting with an unknowable interest rate already puts the result in doubt. But the ERP is even more open to question. Various academic attempts to calculate the ERP and the real interest rate have produced substantially different estimates than those that standard economic models use. This points to a long tradition of adjusting the numbers to fit preconceived notions, with the right choices. The ERP can produce any given value. Even finance professors, when asked for their predictions of the long-term ex-ante ERP, are 95% sure that it's somewhere between 1.6% and 8.4%. An alternative approach using the underappreciated Kaldor-Passanetti theorem provides a way of calculating returns on equities by accounting for productivity, labor growth, new equity issuance and company savings. The near 6% historical real returns the theorem predicts accord quite well with observed data. Another interesting observation: it would take 60 years of negative 2% real interest rates to justify current price/earnings valuations. A contrasting viewpoint holds that, while ERP-based models may be flawed, they still provide a useful framework in which to understand the factors involved in asset allocation. In addition, considering the valuation of stocks in the abstract obscures the fact that a portfolio must invest in something, be it stocks, bonds, or cash. Low returns on cash and bonds may still warrant an equity allocation, even if shares are at historically high levels.